بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
By now we should know the letter Hamza. We said if it has a fatha, it becomes a. With a kasra, it becomes i. And with a dhamma, it becomes u. We also have a connecting Hamza, known as Hamzatul Wasl in Arabic. It looks like the head of the letter Sad, placed above an alif at the beginning of a word, like in this example. We see two Hamzatul Wasls. Now the rules are, if we begin reading a word beginning with Hamzatul Wasl, then we pronounce it with a vowel. So this word will read Al-Hamdu. I pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl with a vowel. Or if we start reading from this word, it will read Al-Alamin. Al-Alamin. But if we continue reading the sentence, the Hamzatul Wasl gets dropped. So this will read Rabbil Alamin and not Rabbi Al Alamin. Let's have a look at some examples. This is two words. When we are reading these two words together, we have to drop the Hamzatul Wasl. It now reads Wal Qalam. Wal Qalam. But if I read this word on its own, I have to place a vowel on the Hamzatul Wasl. It will read Al-Qalam. Another example. When we are reading these two words together, we have to drop the Hamzatul Wasl. It now reads Wan-Har. Wan-Har. Let's try something bigger. The first word reads Ta-A-Mi. Ta'ami. The second word has a Hamzatul Wasl. We have to place the vowel on it when we start reading from it. It reads Al-Miskin. Al-Miskin. Now, when we read it together, we drop the Hamzatul Wasl. It now reads Ta'amil Miskin. Let's find all the Hamzatul Wasls. Okay, great. Now since we are reading everything together, we have to drop the Hamzatul Wasl. It reads Hu na li kabtuliyal mu'minun. Hu na li kabtuliyal mu'minun. See how we did not pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl? هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And if I begin reading from these words, we have to keep the Hamzatul Wasl and add a vowel. If I begin reading here, it will read أَلْمُؤْمِنُونَ. أَلْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And if I begin reading here, this will read أُبْتُلِيَ. أُبْتُلِيَ. Question. When you begin reading a word with Hamzatul Wasl, how do you know what vowel to put on the Hamzatul Wasl? Like in this example, I put a Dhamma here, and I put a Fatha here. Since we are just learning and most of us don't know the difference between a vowel and a noun, we should follow these steps. Number 1. If after the Hamzatul Wasl there is a Lam, you add a Fatha. Like in these examples. We see a lam after Hamzatul Wasl. We have to place a fatha on the Hamzatul Wasl. This reads Al-Hamdu. This reads Al-Alamin. Step 2. If the word doesn't have a lam after the Hamzatul Wasl, then we look at the third letter of that word. If it has a dhamma, then we place a dhamma on the Hamzatul Wasl. Like in these examples. There is no lam after Hamzatul Wasl. The third letter has a dhamma. So we place a dhamma on Hamzatul Wasl. This reads Un-Dhur. And this reads Ukhruj. There are a few exceptions, but you can follow our Tajweed video for more details. Step 3. If the word doesn't have a lam after Hamzatul Wasl, and if the third letter does not have a dhamma on it, then it takes a kasra, like in these examples. There is no lam after Hamzatul Wasl. The third letter doesn't have a dhamma. Therefore, the hamzatul wasl takes a kasra. This now reads idhab, and this reads iftah. Let's do some more examples to sum it all up. Let's say I want to start reading from here. Let's look through the rules. Is there a lam after hamzatul wasl? No. So it's not a fatha. Does the third letter have a dhamma? No. So it's not a dhamma. It can only be a kasra. It reads ishrah. Ishrah. And if I read the words together, we drop the hamzatul wasl and it reads rabbishrah. Let's say I want to start reading from here. Let's look through the rules. Is there a lam after hamzatul wasl? No. So it's not a fatha. Does the third letter have a dhamma? Yes. So it takes a dhamma. It reads udkhuli. And let's say I want to start reading from here. Let's look through the rules. Is there a lam after hamzatul wasl? Yes. So it takes a fatha. It reads al-jannah. Let's read it together. First we drop the hamzatul wasls. It now reads qi lad khu lil jannah. Qi lad khu lil jannah. Great work. Sadaqallah.